You've likely had this moment. You're in another city on business or pleasure. Could be Boston, could be Barcelona. And you notice some amenity, some civic space, some service that the city offers its residents. And you say to yourself, boy, this is great. I wish we had this back home. My wife had this experience a few years back when she visited Millennium Park and Navy Pier in Chicago, with its huge, irresistibly iconic sculpture known as The Bean. She came back saying, now that is how you do a waterfront. By contrast, Philly has Stonehenge on the Delaware, the forlorn concrete piers that are the residue of a never-finished cross-river tram ride. And I had such a moment years ago at a bus stop in London. Wow, I said, they actually tell you what buses stop here, where they go, and how long until the next one. SEPTA has gotten better since then, but it still has a ways to go. Smart card, anyone? Civic improvement depends on people expanding their sense of the possible, and travel is a key way to do that. Pennsylvanians, and Philadelphians in particular, suffer from a cramped sense of the possible, due in part to deep-seated Rust Belt woes and a can't-do political culture. And there's this. Philadelphians don't really get around all that much. The Philly airport, here in the nation's sixth biggest market, ranks only 18th nationally in passengers. Multiple factors account for this, but here's one. When Philadelphians vacation, so many just go to the Jersey Shore, a.k.a. Philly by the Sea, or the Poconos, Philly in the Pines. But you get around some, right? You've had those aha moments standing in another city where you go, by God, we should do this back home. If so, Keystone Crossroads would like to hear from you. Keystone Crossroads is the new public media partnership led by WHYY that's delving into the challenges and potential of Pennsylvania's cities. We want to look everywhere, from Baltimore to Berlin, for ideas on how the state's cities can improve. So, tell us what great idea you'd like to import to your community. Send me an email at csatulo@whyy.org or call 215-351-2386. Hoping to hear from you. I'm Chris Satulo.